We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show. Gunner.
What's up, everybody? It is the Runner and Gunner Show. It is the Monday morning show.
Everybody's freaking amazing.
What's up, everybody?
Happy it is Monday morning.
Monday.
And welcome the to 23rd. The 23rd of 2021.
It's Monday the 23rd.
We're having a beautiful, beautiful Monday. This is a special edition of the
Runner and Gunner
Show.
What episode is it? Gunner?
It's called Runner? The Crypto Special, because we're going to call our friend
episode.
The Crypto Man right now.
Crypto.
So everybody stay in tune for this very special phone interview with Mr. Crypto himself.
All right, here, I got his number. Let me give him a call right now. All right. Let's give our friend Seek a call.
Also known as Mr. Crypto.
Ring.
Yo,
oh.
Yo.
Oh, what
there
is
he
up?
Is. The man.
How we doing, fellas?
Hey, doing pretty fine. It's Monday August
morning, the
23rd,
and everything's just getting better and better. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Couldn't be doing better, man.
That is right. That's the way it should be every day, and that's how we are, too. So we got a few little questions for you, and it's just going to be a quick little interview so our audience can get to know you. And so, Gunner, go ahead and
all right, so
ask him a few questions.
So we got on the line at Seek Crypto. If you .com there, that's at ccrypto.com.
ccrypto.com.
A diverse group dedicated to learning and teaching.
ccryptonow.com, everybody. Get it right.
ccryptonow.com. They are a diverse group dedicated to learning and teaching blockchain technology. And we got on the air.
Newest of the blockchain technology.
Who's got a story to tell you. He might not be able to tell you all the his story this week, but we rest assured in the coming weeks, you'll hear all.
Oh, yeah. Seek will be coming back
story
most
about,
definitely.
What is the reason that you yourself in 2021 should invest in crypto? So, Seek, how's it going?
Yo. Yeah, so it is the fastest appreciating asset class on the planet. It is the future of future technology of finance and how we store value and wealth. The whole game is evolving.
It's changing. And I agree. And I didn't want to believe it before, but once I heard that people were buying groceries with crypto, then I knew it was here to stay, because if you're feeding people, then let's do it. You're helping people, let's go.
So the deeper you look into it, the more real it gets. And so the more real it gets, it's the realization that you have to get into it.
So, Seek.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I remember I was telling people about it a few years ago, and then this year, Elon goes and buys a crap load of Bitcoin, and you know, and then everyone's turned their heads like, yo, what? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I didn't know, like, I knew some big players were coming, but you know, he was one of the biggest players, you know.
Very cool.
And if Elon Musk, he's kind of parading the whole financial world right now. So I would like to ask you, how does crypto work?
So
good question. It works on through blockchain technology, and it is this technology, guys. I can't stress it enough. This technology is big, like the invention of the internet, big, like that big.
Wow.
People don't realize how evolutionizing this really is. And basically, it is just. It is just a chain of data, recorded data. And once one block is full, the next one begins. And every transaction since the birth of Bitcoin, since the first transaction, has been recorded. And so it is just a transparent database, you know, it's open source code. So, you know, you could
incredible.
This is incredible.
Yeah. So you're going to lie.
You're educating our audience at the same time.
I still don't know what it means.
You're educating the hosts. You're educating the hosts, and we are.
But I like it.
For those that are slowly educated, well, save for myself, yeah. But some that are slowly educated, can you
Could you tell
them in layman's terms?
As though we were how it's going sixth graders.
Yeah.
So yeah, explain it to us. Tell us about it.
You're very knowledgeable and intelligent. And so we're just asking you to
tell us about it like we were sixth graders.
There you go.
Okay. Basically, it's just a recorded ledger or database that is transparent. Everyone can see it. They can see what transactions are going on. They just don't know what names are tied to it. And so that being said, Bitcoin. So there's a lot. Okay, there's over 8,000 cryptos, but Bitcoin is the father, right?
Yeah,
So it's like like a kind of a branch thing. Are you saying it's like kind of a family thing?
Yeah. Well, so there's different blockchains. Like Bitcoin, it's its own blockchain. Ethereum. So blockchain.
Explain
what a blockchain is for us and the other people that don't remember. We're sixth graders.
Right.
Actually, explain it to us like we're in a kindergarten, you know?
So if I were to send you a transaction.
K1 blockchain.
What?
Yeah, explain it to us like we're third graders.
There you go.
Okay, I'm trying. I've done so much.
You're doing great.
It's like it's hard to do that. But let me just explain it to you the best way that I can. Uh-huh. So if I'm going to send you an apple or money or transaction or whatever, and that is recorded on the blockchain, whatever, our transaction, okay?
Yeah.
And every transaction after that is being recorded on this blockchain. So you can and basically Bitcoin is meant for is just transaction, just a payment system. That's all it is. It's just a way to pay you without a third party or a bank, right?
There you go, direct payments.
So that's what Bitcoin is for. And blockchain technology is just the technology that records that data, that behind-the-scenes data, securely, like more secure than your bank. You know what I mean?
That's really good. More secure than your bank. So that's very good security.
One more time, if you could explain it like we're ants.
Okay. Let's press rewind. Okay, let's get to the next question is what got you into crypto is what we really want to know. And the audience also wants to know what got you into this, you know, into your profession, which you're luring into, which is going to build you this big empire. Let them know so they could get involved.
Yeah, bro. So long story short, I'm a natural born entrepreneur.
There you go.
So I'm always in the stuff, doing stuff. Long story short, 3 or 4 years ago, I was dabbling in the stock market, you know, option trading and doing stuff like that. And prior to that, I heard about crypto. One of my buddies at the shop, he used to mine it, and I had no idea what it was. I thought it was like a rich man's sport, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so eventually I dabbled into a few cryptos on Robinhood, you know, just an entry level platform.
That's the way you start, entry level.
Exactly.
That's right.
And so basically I was making like $7 a day. I was so hyped. And then I was actually on Fortnite playing with one of my buddies. And
so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but can you give us the year this started? What year was this when you were in the entry level and just getting into it?
Well, Fortnite came out 2018.
2018 to 2019, I was doing this.
Okay, so this is only 2 years ago, everybody.
everybody.
Not too long.
You can do it too, everybody. So we're trying to teach you.
So fast forward, early 2020.
COVID or pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID, barely, like just pre-COVID.
Like January, bro. February.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And so I got laid off. So let me take a few steps back. So when I was when I transitioned from the stock market to crypto, my buddy he put me on. We were playing Fortnite one night. He's like, "Get off! Like, I'll put you on crypto." I listened to him for like 4 hours.
Right on.
And he told me what the blockchain was, all this, and I was confused. I had no idea, but all I saw was it was the fastest appreciating asset class. So I was like really interested. So from then on, I just started doing research, and then eventually I put like $1,000 down on Litecoin.
Wow.
And that it went it
nice
like,
little investment.
It went like 100% in like 24
okay,
hours.
Okay, wait, Seek, what is Litecoin?
It's another cryptocurrency. It's like number
a son of Bitcoin.
So yeah,
it's the hard fork. It's a fork. Well, all these cryptos are sons of Bitcoin.
So they get branched off. So Bitcoin has it's all branched off into little other kind of Bitcoin companies.
So Bitcoin is its own blockchain, own currency that runs on its blockchain.
Wow. Okay. Ethereum, yes. Indeed.
Ethereum is it's a separate entity blockchain, and so. There's a big difference. Bitcoin is really just a payment system and a store of value now. There's better.
So that's where you
cryptos.
Where you just leave your money to grow, right? That's a place where you leave your money and then
see. Okay, we're gonna have to come back to this question next week. Yeah. Because there's just too much to know, bro.
Like, I gotta explain the different blockchains to you guys. So, in long story short, the Ethereum blockchain, 90% of the cryptos out there are built upon the Ethereum blockchain.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
The Ethereum blockchain.
All right, yes. 90%. So maybe next week we'll have the whole Ethereum story because I didn't even know what that is.
All right.
But, there's so much.
Could I ask you some more questions before you go?
Yeah.
All right, so this next one is, what is your favorite song?
What?
And answer these as fast as you can.
It could be any genre.
Would have to be...
any genre.
Any genre, any year.
Any artist.
It would have to be Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah!
By
the Hawaiian guy.
The Hawaiian guy. That big guy.
Wiki, Ziki, Wiki.
Yeah. That is cool with this little,
Ukulele.
Yeah, with the little ukulele.
All right.
Big old guy with the tiny ukulele.
And what is your favorite movie?
Look at what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably
from any time and any place, anytime.
Maybe
absolutely.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah,
Chris Farley, one of the best actors of all time. Rest his soul. He was a great white ninja.
Great answers. All right, and what is your favorite video game?
Fortnite. There we go. Super popular out there. So for all you people that don't know, Fortnite is. One of the greatest games of all time.
It really is.
So, for the last question, if you want to answer this, this is optional. What is your real name? Optional.
My real name is...
You can get first name, last name.
It's Seek.
All right.
There we go. His name is Seek.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's Reed Poole. P-O-O-L-E,
All right, Reed Poole. Well, Seek, we're going to call you Seek, though. Runner and Gunner, so we're going to call you Seek. Yeah. But if the fortunate ones that get to listen to this first interview from you are going to get your real name. Anybody else?
They will
not get it. So this is the exclusive, limited edition interview.
All right, Seek. One last question. Reed Poole, one last time. I'll use your name.
Mr. Reed Poole.
How's your outlook of the future?
What do you see in there? In your crystal ball, what pops up when you roll your fingers around?
Like generally speaking, or just crypto?
Mostly just all around the world, the country, your home.
You and your surroundings.
Just like the future of everything.
I just wanna.
What's your vision?
Yeah, I see big things happening. There you go. Big things. I want to buy a lot of land, and I want to set a lot of people up, you know, for success. I want to help do a lot of charity. I see a lot of good, big stuff happening.
Yeah.
Our visions are alike. So we really respect that, and that's a great outlook in the future.
All right, everybody. This is the crypto episode of The Runner and Gunner, and we will crypto definitely have
Seek special episode back.
For now, we will just say that he's got plenty more to tell us.
Oh, so much more.
And so, and then you were mentioning that you wanted to give a shirt giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, I want to give away some merch. And for the people who join the Seek Crypto group, I'm going to do a crypto giveaway. Hex, one of my
number one
cryptos. There we go.
Yeah.
So everybody,
yeah.
All our viewers out there,
sign up for the Seek.
Sign up for that.
Crypto.com.
Yeah, and just mention Runner and Gunner, and I'll enter you to win.
All right.
Heck yeah.
Sounds
and that is SeekCrypto.com.
SeekCryptoNow.com.
Sign up now, everybody. Get your free t-shirts. Get ready for it. And the future is just ahead of you. So watch it, and we will watch it grow with you. If you get into crypto, you'll have a bright future ahead of you.
Heck yeah. And also, we got Runner and Gunner. If you haven't seen, we started making movies. You know, eventually we'd like to have you on one of those.
Yeah, we're going to throw Seek in one of those eventually. So,
of course.
All right.
Yeah.
But it was great having you on, Seek. And right. Hopefully we have you on many more times.
What a great interview.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, that was Seek.
Mr. Seek
crypto
himself.
Now.
Seek Crypto Now.
And you can find him at SeekCryptoNow.com. And we will have him on in the coming weeks.
Yes,
we
will.
So we can educate you on cryptocurrency.
And get educated on that cryptocurrency, because you need it if you want financial advancements.
Yep, and it is August 23rd, Monday morning. Take a swig of beer for that.
Big old swig.
Mm. And we'll be coming back to you after these commercial breaks.
Commercial break.
This Porsche dry is very good. It's my first really luxurious car.
911 Carrera Cabriolet for only $250,000.
It's cheap, but it's a lot. I'm poor. I can barely live on my house, but I have this car.
379 horsepower max.
It's the fastest thing, faster than my burro used to go, but it's going.
0 to 83 seconds, 200 miles per hour maximum.
Porsche.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Monday morning shots. Here we go. Cheers, Gunner.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, the freedom to take a shot at any moment you want is what we got in this little place we live called the USA, and we love USA every day.
Ooh, baby.
It feels warm in the belly. Warm in the belly. So everybody living in the USA has the freedom to do what they want when they want, but don't go killing, don't go raping, don't go doing the dumb crap.
Yeah.
But just use your freedom in a correct way is what we're saying.
Hey, with that said,
let's get into
this war that's been going
on. The war between
video games.
But before video games, there had to be councils. So councils
before
are the things.
Before video games?
Yes, before video games, there were councils. Before councils, there were consultants.
who made the council. So they would consult how to make it. Like, how do you make this? No, not Saddam. We're talking about the United States of America, the land of freedom, where...
Eisenhower?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Eisenhower used to have a big-ass computer back in his day, and he would play his own little video games called Search and Seek. We're not going to get into that, but he used to play that. So, but these games we're talking about are the newer, we'll say from 80s to current.
So what is councils. The best one?
That's what we're trying to get to.
That long, then what system, what console, what console is the best?
Will be the best? You see, it's hard to tell because, all right, so a lot of people say that the godfather of it all was the Nintendo Entertainment
Nintendo.
System. Actually, Atari was before Nintendo.
Atari. And Coleco.
It's Coleco, man, but those were a piece
and
of
Pac-Man.
Kalaka. And Pac-Man, Centipede. I mean, those were arcades, and they...
Kids with short shorts and tank tops that were striped going up and putting quarters into play.
Little Pac-Man. Girlies rolling around in rollerblades and tight
rows
Daisy
and
Dukes.
Rows and rows of boxed arcade games.
Computers,
which became essentially the
so
PC.
So how many of you out there have wasted so many quarters on these games that became very popular throughout the time?
How many quarters have you put into your
video
game?
How many dollars have you put into to get four quarters, put a quarter each game, die, continue, die, continue, die, continue,
$60
die.
$240 quarters.
So what happened was the arcade machines actually started.
I wish I had that when I was a kid in the 80s.
Yeah, me too. But these arcade machines were the beginning of these console wars that we're talking about. So the consoles started.
What
I think the one that blew up everything was probably Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. And oh,
Donkey
consoles.
Kong.
You're right. It switched
but
from
Super
arcade
Mario
to consoles.
Brothers, yeah. Because in arcades, I would think Pac-Man
but
was
there
number
was more.
One.
You know the ones that you know today?
Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man were number one in the arcade.
There was more than that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, stuff we don't know about. We're only talking about American people because out there, actually, the Japanese were way ahead of us at this time.
They knew more than us in terms of
video game knowledge. They are still ahead of us and creations and everything.
Japanese video games
they
are so good.
They release things way earlier than us.
American
they
video
create
games.
Things way earlier than us. But I mean, there's so many good consoles out there that it's hard to tell, you know, which one is the best. So Gunner, I'm gonna ask you a serious question here.
All right, Runner.
Which console in your whole lifetime would you think is the best console that you have played on?
Off the top of my head?
I'm talking about plugging into your TV, either audio, video, before HDMI or during HDMI. It doesn't matter. From PS5, from Switch, to all the way back to before Atari times. All
right.
Which one is
yours? Thinking in terms of awesomeness and in terms where you can say that two consoles are totally different and they're uncomparable.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to level the playing ground and say that Sega Genesis.
Wow.
Is the winner.
So are you saying
consoles ever created
okay,
in life.
But are you saying this? So in that statement, a lot of people would say this. A lot of people want to ask you, is Sonic better than Mario? You see, because
I didn't say that.
But, okay.
I did not say that Sonic was better than Mario because clearly and obviously Mario is way better. And not these new video games, but Mario 64 alone was better than anything Sega Genesis ever put out. And the Sega game for Dreamcast came pretty close.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I love Sega Genesis. I mean, I absolutely love it. I loved the Genesis when it came out. But we're talking, this is what, like 90?
Yeah, it's not the most successful system. 1990? It's what's the best.
Yeah, 89, 90. So you're talking about a time when everything was 8-bit. 8-bit means like, you know, little pixelated 8-bit.
It was 16-bit.
Times were 8-bit, and then all of a sudden this thing comes out called the Sega Genesis, which you're talking about, which is 16-bit, which was double.
Bits.
So you're thinking about something that was double at the time,
and
twice as
so
powerful
stupid, you know?
As the system that
just
was currently
the marketing.
Out.
They knew kids. They were like, we're gonna catch all these dumb little kids. They know we know what's cool.
Yeah.
And it worked. The 16 gigs. That's what we would call it.
The 16 gigs, 16 bits.
Runner. What do you think, in your opinion, is the greatest video game console of all time.
Easy. PS6. Just kidding. The best one. Oh, man.
Were you just kidding?
I don't know. Maybe I know something that they don't know.
I don't think you were just kidding.
No, but
there you have it. Runner thinks that PS6 is the greatest console of all time.
Or Nintendo Double Switch. I don't know.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Switch Pro? Or Switch Pro Pro? The wars
continue.
So, okay, it's very tough to me. Like, to me, the Sega was one of the best systems of all time, and it probably was my second favorite. But I loved it, man.
You know what's just
And I have to go all the way back to the NES Classic. And it's, I know a lot of you are going to be hating. Everybody's going to say, man, Gunner, you know, Gunner is right about the Sega being better, and Runner is full of, because he is saying that the NES is good, but you got to think about the pathway. What I'm thinking about is the pathway.
PS6 is going to be the best.
Well, hey, I'm just predict. I'm being Nostradamus here. I'm trying to reveal future ball. My future ball. Ooh. Anyway, but right now, I would probably still go with the NES Classic. I mean, the old one, just because that was one of the first consoles I ever played. Super Mario Bros. Man, Duck Hunt was so cool when you grab that gun and. Some people would cheat. You know how you would cheat? You put the gun straight at the freaking TV and start shooting. And that was such cheating. But I would always, you know, lay back, blink one eye, and try to aim and shoot at these freaking ducks. And I would get pretty far. Duck Hunt was a cool game. If you got a chance to play NES Duck Hunt old school, get out there and play it. But the NES was 8-bit.
Now it's time,
this was the beginning of the...
console wars.
Of the console wars.
And now it's time for that favorite part of your guys' show when we do the two-minute rundown!
So, everybody out there, Ohtani is still kicking butt on the two-minute rundown. Ohtani is still the man. We got NFL preseason going on.
WWE SummerSlam went on. And SummerSlam. We saw John Cena lose to Roman Reigns.
Are you serious?
And Becky Lynch came back.
Wow. That was a crazy thing to happen.
But
the Dodgers are still in second place, but they're creeping up because they are on a win streak. Let's go, Dodgers. Angels are a little bit behind. Come on, Angels. Creep back up and get your butts going.
Oh, yeah. And everybody, stay tuned for the next Runner and Gunner episodes when we have greatness all around implemented just for us, the modern times of the new age, Generation 1. You know what's up. We talk about things that aren't unprecedented. Maybe it's the popular opinion. Hashtag this. We don't care. It's all about you guys. Let's have prosperity and love. Peace and love, everybody. Have a great Monday morning. It's August 23rd.
August 23rd.
You know, you're going to go to work. You're going to get laid. You're going to make lots of money. You're going to grow some fruits.
Have a good time.
You're going to look at yourself as a cherry tree. You're going to look at yourself as an apple tree growing the brightest apples that ever been created. Yes, everybody. Have a great August 23rd.
Peace, love, make love, do love, love each other. Love one another, don't hate, make things great, and love wherever you stay in any state.
Solid.
Rendered and not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.